John chapter 14. Again, reading tonight at verse 13. John chapter 14, verse 13. And the Bible said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I want to preach a little while tonight, and I want to go to the book of Acts for just a little bit, if God will help us. And now we've been looking at the book of Acts on Sunday school for now on 2 years, going through the book of Acts. And as we look at this in a book, it's a book of transition, a transition in the church. I'm glad tonight for the church. I thank God for the church. I thank God for what He created and the way that He created it, that we could be partakers in it. And as we see the Word of God, it tells us that there was something took place in the book of Acts, along about chapter 2. And he said it was a falling of the Holy Ghost of God, a coming of the Holy Spirit to dwelleth men. It was that fulfillment of the promise that was given so long ago when our Heavenly Father and God the Son figured this thing out. And they said, we'll send the Spirit, amen, to come and minister people, to be with us and to help us along this journey of life, to encourage us along the way, and even when we get discouraged, He's still the same. That's what I like about the Lord tonight. No matter how discouraging the world is, the Bible says He changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We don't have to worry about the Lord changing tonight. But I'd like to preach just a little while through the book of Acts on this thought, the Holy Ghost marching. The Holy Ghost marching. I want to say that's what He's doing tonight, and that's what He was doing then. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit come down upon them. And the Bible says in chapter 2, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sit upon them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. There was something took place on the day of Pentecost that them youngins never got over. Jesus said to go and wait, and they waited, praise God, expectantly until the promise came. I'm glad tonight He's a Holy Ghost of God. He's real, praise God, because He lives down in our soul. Amen. He's alive. He's vibrant. He's doing those things, praise God, that He was sent here to do. And I want to look at some of those tonight as we march through the book of Acts, and we look at the Holy Ghost of God and the fulfillment of the Lord's promise that He promised to me and you, that He would send a comforter to help us and to guide us through this journey of life and to show us the things that will help our hearts. Amen, that we might be a help to somebody else. Bless His holy name. And now we see the Holy Ghost come in Acts chapter 2, but over in Acts chapter 5, we see a different difference in the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 5, in verse 32, the Bible says, and we are His witnesses of these things, of what things, those things that took place, God being exalted, praise God, by the resurrection of the Son, and the Son coming out to magnify the Father. Praise the Lord. That repentance would come to all men, amen, that they would be hope and help that was passed out in a liberal fashion, and it would be done, praise God, for me and you. Because He said, praise God, if we just ask in His name, He said we could have those things, praise God, that we stand in need of even today. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad you can ask and receive? Amen. Praise God, we can ask Him. But he says in verse 32, and we are to witness his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost. So what do we have here? We have a witness of the Holy Ghost. That's what's in us. That's what's expanding itself in us. That's what's showing us. That's what's giving us that we need. And you know how we get that? He said, by giving to obedience unto him. He said, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Say, when we obey the Holy God, the good God of glory, when we listen to his word, and Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and we just follow Jesus. That's the way it works. And as we follow Jesus, the Holy Ghost of God, he comes alongside us, praise God, is that consoler and that comforter, praise God, and helps us along the way. Amen. He's that witness to us, praise God. He's that witness for us, amen, to help us to realize that there's a God of glory, amen, that loves us tonight. Praise God enough that he gave himself for us. Amen. Without compromise, without any reservation. Amen. He poured out everything. Jesus poured out every fiber of his being for me and you. And we have a witness in the Holy Ghost of God that we can know those things, praise the Lord. And it's because of God the Father, God the Son. It's because of obedience, and not only our obedience, but obedience of the Son. Amen? Because Jesus didn't stop halfway. It would have been a whole lot different if Jesus made it about halfway up Mount Calvary and said, I think I've changed my mind. I don't believe old Brother Bill Bryson's worth it. Amen? But praise God, we've got a witness tonight. Praise God, Jesus went all the way. Why? Because we've got a Brother Bill, he says, over there, praise God, 1969, Jesus came to where I was and saved my soul.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He bears witness. The Holy Ghost of God is a witness, amen, to those that obey God. I wonder what's wrong with America today. You know what's wrong with us? We don't listen to God no more. We've turned our mind and our focus on so many other things instead of obedience to God. Thinking about Him, praise God, and how much He loves us and He cares for us tonight in a godly fashion. Amen? So we have the Holy Ghost of God in Acts 5 and 32 as a witness. He's a witness to us and He's a witness for us. Do you realize that sometimes He goes to the throne of grace for me and you, praise God, with our supplication when we don't even know what to pray for as we all, and glory be to God, He carries the throne of grace and He says, Heavenly Father, here He is.
Amen.
Amen. This is what He needs, praise God. This is the anguish of His soul. Amen. And God begins the deal and then He sends back the results. Amen. Glory to God, about the time when you think things can't get no worse, praise God, or can't ever get, maybe never get better, praise the Lord. The Lord just moves upon the scene. He says, peace, be still. Amen. That witness from the throne of grace, praise God. He said, everything's going to be taken care of. Everything's going to be handled. Amen. Handled from on high. Amen. It may still look bad down here, but praise God, up there, everything's looking good. Amen. God's already got a handle on this thing. Praise the Lord. So not only the Holy Ghost a witness, but Holy Ghost directs. Look at Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 and verse 29. Acts chapter 8 and verse 29. Remember Philip? He was up there in Samaria and they was having them time done, gotten a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. Amen. Oh, Philip, souls was being saved. Praise God, people were being baptized. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, being put away. Praise God. They was rejoicing, having them a time. Revival broke out. But the Holy Ghost of God, amen, spoke to old Philip. He told him, you go down there into the desert. And, amen. And there's some chariots are going through the desert. Ethiopian, head Ethiopian of Candace, was going down there. You remember the story? And the Bible speaks to, said that the Spirit saith unto Philip in verse 29, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Amen. He get the Holy Ghost not only, it's a witness to me and you, a witness for me and you, but praise God, a Holy Ghost of God. It gives us direction. Amen. He gives us directions that we need to go. He gives us the things that we can do, praise God, to bring glory to the name of God. He'll take us from here to yonder, praise God. He'll move us from place to place. He'll do those things, praise God, with our lives, amen. Directing our paths, praise God. Taking us away from one thing, praise God. Maybe one job, one situation, praise God. Put us in another for the glory of God. Direction of God. That's what the Holy Ghost of God does. You know, I guess it plays to be mindful of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I guess it pays to listen to him. Cooperate with him. I wonder what happened if Philip would have said, "Now, Lord, now listen. You know, I'm here in the midst of a revival meeting saying, man, things are breaking out. I ain't going to go down there. I'll go down there in a few days." Well, a few days been too late. Amen. Had an Ethiopian, he had done been gone on his way and never got to hear the gospel. Amen. He had questions that need to be answered. Amen. He was asking questions in his heart, praise God. And the Spirit of God spoke to old Philip. He said, "Go climb up there with him and explain it to him." Amen. What'd Philip do? So he run down there, hopped up on her. He says, "Come on up here, fella." He said, "Yeah, I like that." He said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" Amen. He's reading Isaiah. He said, "Hey," he said, "how can I except some man show me?" Amen. And he beckoned him to come up there and he hopped up there in the chariot. Praise God. He began to expound right there where he started reading, praise God, and expound the gospel to him. How was he able to do that? Because he followed the directions. Amen. We don't do that well. I've preached before. I've told you, us men don't follow directions well at all. Amen. We don't. We'll get the, if it ain't got a good picture on it, we're lost. But boy, if we've got a picture, we can make things happen. Amen. Them words on there, they're for somebody else. Amen. 4 or 5 pages of funny language anyway. Ain't no use to start with that if you got a picture. Amen. But I want to say, praise be to God, if we'll listen to the Holy Ghost of God, He'll direct our path, amen, and He'll show us exactly, amen, what needs to be done. Amen. He'll direct our path if we'll let Him. As He marches through, praise God, He's a witness for us and He's directions for us. He'll show us the way. Got that OE, he opened out in that chariot, praise God, and he got down there and he said, "Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Amen. He said, "Now wait a minute, Philip said, I done went through this once." He said, if you believe in your heart, he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God." Amen. He was the one, praise God, that blessed promise. Amen. They stopped, they baptized him, and boom, Philip was gone again. Why? The Holy Ghost of God called him again. Had a different direction, praise God. New directions to come in. Amen. From the home office. Praise the Lord. Look over at Acts chapter 10, verse 19. Not only does he witness and direct, but he informs. Acts chapter 10, verse 19. He said, "While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, 3 men seek thee." Amen. So Peter has seen a vision, and why he was a meditating, not why he was a thinking or over, why he was a trying to figure out in his head the Holy Ghost of God. He said, "Hey, Peter, Peter, Peter." Yeah, Lord. He said, "Hey, there's 3 men coming to look for you." Amen. "There's 3 men, hey, that's coming. They're desiring to see you. They have needs to meet with you, Peter." Amen. How was that possible? Because the Holy Ghost of God, it informed him, praise God, of a meeting that needed to take place. I wonder how many, I got to thinking on that today. You know how many times, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God has informed men that they have need to have a meeting with somebody? And most of the time it's with God. Amen. Holy Ghost of God, praise God, He'll speak to our heart and He'll show us, praise the Lord, He'll inform us that it's time to have meeting. Amen. It's time to get a hold of somebody or something, praise God, and He informs us. So not only is a witness and a directing and gives us direction, but He informs us on things that we need to know. That's what the whole Bible's about. Hey, without the Holy Spirit, but the Bible is spiritually discerned. That's why a whole lot of folks try to make sense of it. That's lost. There's a whole lot of people in the world today that don't know nothing about God. They're lost as Brother Ruth said, a ball of high weeds, and they're trying to figure out the Word of God. And it don't make no sense, so they try to make them a new version. Huh? They try to write it out to where it sounds prettier and makes more sense to them. Amen. But the Bible says that the Word of God, it's spiritually discerned. It informs us, praise God, about what God wants us to know. Amen. So you see the Holy Ghost God as He marches through here. He just lays that on everything, every aspect of our life and the things that God wants to do for us, even in the day that we live. Not only does it witness, direct, inform, but it assures us. Look at chapter 11 and verse 12. Chapter 11, verse 12. He said, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Talk about these three men. He said, they come looking for, he said, go with them, nothing doubting. He said, moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. So he assures us. He said, you know what? He said, what the Lord directs you to do, praise God, it'll be all right. Amen. What God Almighty, what the Holy Ghost of God directs you to do, praise God, it'll always be right. The Holy Ghost God won't direct you to do something that'll be wrong. A lot of times people tell me, so a preacher, the Lord was directing my heart to do that. And what they're doing is contrary to the Word of God. Amen. It's, they're going just as hard and just as far away from the Word of God's getting. And they say, Pastor, the Lord directed me to... No, it wasn't the Lord. He was something was, but it wasn't the Lord. It was a different force. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God directing your heart, praise God. It'll line up with the book. Amen. Every time. Every time, praise God. If the Holy Ghost of God's informed you and He's assured you that it's all right, praise God, it'll line up with the Word of God. Amen. If the Holy Ghost of God assures you, it'll always line up with God's Word. Amen. It'll never deceive you. It'll never lead you astray. It'll never leave you unassured. But praise God, you'll know, praise the Lord, that you're right on track. Why? Because God's in the midst. Holy Ghost of God don't make mistakes. God's not a God that makes mistakes. God has never looked back, Brother Mike, and said, oops. Huh? God's never, hey, He's never had an oops moment. Amen. But He's always, hey, He's a God that assured. Holy Ghost assures us, praise God, of those things that we need in this last days. He assures us. We have, Bible says we have a blessed assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a blessed assurance in that Comforter that He sent us, praise God, to console, to comfort our hearts so that we wouldn't be comfortless. Amen. You take that to the bank. When the old devil comes along, he says, you know what? He said, they don't, nobody care for you. God's forsaken you. You say, praise God, the Comforter lives in my heart, and He can't go nowhere. Wow. Amen. He's done took residence. Praise God, unpacked his duds, kicked off his shoes, and he's staying a while. Yes, amen. That's that blessed assurance, praise God, that we have in the Holy Ghost of God as He marches along in our lives. Amen. Not only does He inform us and ensure us, but the Holy Ghost, the God is the one that does the calling, praise God, in our lives. Amen. Now this is a biggie. He's the one that does the calling. Look at chapter 13 in verse 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, who said? The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Amen. Who called them? The Holy Ghost of God. I sat in a class one time over in Bible college and I had a teacher, and he sat there and he told us, straight up the first day, he said, I want to put something to bed here right off the bat. He said, I want to talk about this calling of men to the ministry. He said, there is no such thing. And I'm like, what? He said, there's no calling in the ministry. He said, it's just, the ministry is just like being a milkman or a mailman or a pilot. He said, it's just something that you desire to do. Amen. And I thought, oh me. Boy, he's missed it. Huh? Hey, well, the Bible says here that the Holy Ghost of God's one that done the calling. I tell you what, some of the fellas probably, a whole bunch of them agreed with him. Yeah, I'm here because this is what I want to do for a living. Hey, man, I'm going to get me a big church. I'm going to make me a big salary. I'm going to retire early. I'm going to live in the Bahamas. Boy, he's living in a make-believe world. Huh? Hey, I tell you what, I wouldn't know, without the calling of God, I wouldn't want no part of it. Hey, man, if God hadn't called me, praise God, I'd run. Hey, I tried to run anyway. Hey, man, but God called me. Hey, man, but I'm glad He did. I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. But praise God, it's God Almighty, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, that convict my heart and say, I want you to do something for me, something special. Amen. I tell you what, there ain't nothing like it. Praise the Lord. But He said, whereunto I have called them. And then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now look at verse 4. It says, so they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, amen, departed unto Cilicia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Amen. So you see, not only does he call them, but praise God, God does the sending. Amen. Amen. God, hey, the Holy Ghost of God calls them, and the Holy Ghost of God is God does the sending. Amen. Brother David's got an opportunity to preach here next Sunday night. Amen. And he come to me, was telling me about it. I said, praise the Lord. You know, if God, if somebody calls you and they want you to preach, praise God, you go for it. Amen. That's what God's got. And praise God, God opens the door. But I tell you one thing that we don't want to do. We never want to chase after trying to find it. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we'll stay, praise God, where God got us, where He roots us, praise God, and we stay in there and we get grounded and rooted, praise God, and when God opens the door, amen, it'll be a door that'll be a blessing to you and someone too. Amen. But when we go chasing after it, trying to fulfill our dreams, amen, trying to get our hire, whatever you want to say, attaboy, you'll fall flat on your face. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God gives you the calling, amen, the Holy Ghost of God does the sending, praise be to God, God will work in the midst. Amen. I never forget whenever the Lord called me, and I was interim pastor in several churches, in a couple of them even asked us to be the pastor, and I pray and pray, God never would give me a green light. And my little wife, she was saying, well, you know, how are you going to know? How are you going to know? I said, I don't know. Never pastored for, just filled in, interim for, you know, a pretty good while in different places. But I never know. I don't know. But now I know. Hey, man, praise God. When it come time, the right place, the right people, God Almighty turned on a green light and He said, son, this is it. Amen. My little wife said, I come through that door and she was behind her. She came through, never been here before in my life. Says she, I walked in the door behind her and she said, I said under my breath, this is it. First time I ever come. Amen. Been here 9 years, March the 5th. Amen. 9 years, March 5th. I thought it was 6, but it's the 5th. March the 5th. Been here 9 years. Praise the Lord. Seems like just a heartbeat since we got started. Amen. But what I'm saying is the Holy Ghost of God done the calling, praise God, and I just listened to Him, praise God, and He done the sending. Amen. Sent me plumb to the edge of the earth. Just go to the edge of the earth, take a left, and there we are. Amen. Amen. That's what I tell everybody. But praise God for the journey. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Praise the Lord. Who done that? It's the Holy Ghost of God. He directs our path. He's the one that puts us together. Amen. He's the one that makes it work. We can't. Amen. And why does He do it like that? Because He's no respecter of persons. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 15, verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas, certain other of them, should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Now he's talking about this question of some things that they was concerning the Gentiles. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Amen. How did He do it with them? Through the Holy Spirit of God. Through that calling, through that sending, praise God, through the obedience that they had, amen, God done a work with them. He informed them what they need to do, praise God, and helped them to follow up. He said, but there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and the elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, now listen to this, I like this. Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles, by my mouth, should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Amen. Amen. He said, not only the Jew, but the Gentile. Praise the Lord. That's where we got in. He said, and God, now listen to this, which knoweth the hearts, Bear them witness. See, that's the beginning of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us. Amen. He said, He wasn't no respecter of persons, praise God, praise the Lord. When they received the witness of the Spirit, amen, they got in just like we did. Amen. The Gentile got in just like the Jew did. Praise the Lord. Do you know today the Jew can still get in? Amen. If they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they can still get in. Amen. We need to pray for them. God will help them. Somebody will send them a witness so that they can get in. Praise the Lord. So we see here the Holy Spirit of God, amen, in His work, and Brother Kevin, He's not a respecter of persons. Amen. He loves you just like He loves me, just like He loves that old wicked sinner out on the street. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God will move upon them, praise the Lord, and help their hearts. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, you get the Holy Ghost of God, He also does something else. The Holy Ghost of God forbids things, and He disallows things. Amen. Hey, some things the Holy Ghost God won't let you do. Now, we're living in a world where they say, well, you know, I'm saved. I can do whatever I want to now. No, you can do whatever the Holy Ghost God lets you do. Amen. Holy Ghost God puts brakes on you if you're a child of God, if you've truly been born again. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Look at Acts chapter 16. Amen. As the Holy Ghost of God keeps marching on. Amen. Acts chapter 16 and verse 6. Remember Paul, he was one of those that's talking about, he had some ambitions. Amen. He was going to go yonder. But notice what the Holy Ghost of God does. Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Now when they had gone through throughout Phrygia and region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Amen. Just notice what took place. They had the Holy Ghost of God said, Paul. He said, it ain't time for that yet. Amen. He forbid him to go and preach. And I pray, hey, listen, if we listen to God, there's some things He'll forbid us to do. If we'll listen to the Holy Ghost God, there's a whole lot of things He won't let us do. He'll disallow us to do. Amen. He goes on in verse 7, says, after they were come to Dalmatia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God, He forbid them. He disallowed them. Amen. He said, uh-uh. He said, you're not going to go down there either. You know what's wrong with a lot of us today? Holy Ghost of God, He forbids us, He disallows us, and we go anyway. You know what that's called? That's called grieving the Holy Ghost of God. If we ain't careful, we'll grieve the Holy Spirit of God. When we do things that He disallows, how do you know what He disallows, preacher? Tell me that one. Because God's Word says so. Amen. Hey, I don't have to think twice about it. If somebody says, hey, let's go down here to the beer joint. Huh? Boy, the Holy Ghost of God, He throws up a big old stop sign, a red light too. Yes, sir. He said, I said, you ain't going down there. Hey, I don't even think about it. Amen. That red light goes off, praise God, my heart. That's what Brother Charles said, that backup alarm goes off. Beep, 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 You ain't going back there. Amen. He disallows it. He won't allow it to happen. But now notice as we read on verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately he endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. See, there was that assurance of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He said, you know, you can't go there. You can't do this. But then the green light come on and assurance was there. Amen. That's what happened. That's what happened that morning. Praise God. When he come through the back door there and assurance, praise God, God turned the green light on and the assurance was there. Amen. Those of you that weren't here, I preached a message on reviving the dead dog. Amen. Reviving the dead dog. I said, Lord. He said, I'm going to preach twice here. My first and my last. Amen. I preached a reviving the dead dog about that Syrophoenician woman and her chin. And praise God. But you know what? The Holy Ghost of God moved in and I'm still here. Amen. Why? Because God was guiding. See, not only did He forbid, not only did He disallow, but notice that He placed them right where He wanted them to be. Amen. You know what he had to do? He had to maneuver them around a couple of places. Amen. Did the Lord ever do you that way? He's not a respecter of persons. He does that to all of us. He maneuvers around a couple of different places, and then he puts us where he wants us to be. Amen. So that we can do like sis back here and just give glory and say, thank you, Lord. I don't know how I got there, but thank you, Jesus. Amen. Worked it all out. Praise God. Amen. Because that's what he was in the business to do to begin with. See, we got this messed up in our head. We've got to try to figure this thing out for ourselves. But I want to say there's a sovereign God, praise God, tonight that knows exactly what's needed, knows exactly where we need to be, and knows exactly, Brother Don, how to get us there. Amen. There ain't a doubt in his mind. Did you ever think about that? There ain't a doubt in God's mind where we need to be and how we're going to get there. Huh? You never thought of it like that, did you? He's not a doubt. He's not second guessing himself. He knows exactly where we need to be and how he's going to get us there. We just need to listen to him. Praise the Lord. He forbids, he disallows, but then he puts us where he wants us to be. Praise God. Amen. He said, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. Amen. I read that again today, and I about had me a spell. He said, they went through different places, and they directed, and they redirected him. He said, no here, and they disallowed over here. Praise God. Then he said, hold on, here's your green light. This is where I want you to be. And when they got ready to go, praise God, it was a straight shot. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hey, that's what happens when you listen to the Lord. When we're led of the Holy Ghost of God, amen, he makes that difference in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. He directs us that way. He puts us in the place where we need to be. And why does he do all that? So he can feed us when we get there. Amen. In Acts chapter 20, in verse 28. Well, let's go back up verse 25. Acts 20 and 25. Amen. He says, and now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Paul said, this is it. He said, I've got to go out of here. You'll not see me no more. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I'm pure of the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare, now listen to this, unto you all the counsel of God. He said, I ain't held a thing back. He said, I've preached the whole volume of the book the best I know how. Amen. He said, I've tried to give you everything you need, praise God, that you can be hoped and be comforted, praise God, through this life. So that you can finish well. And verse 28 said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost, now listen to this, hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Amen. He said, it's God Almighty, praise God, that done the work, that got us here, amen, that made you a shepherd to feed the flock. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God that puts you there to feed the sheep. Amen. He directs to the feeding of the sheep. Who does it? The Holy Ghost of God. That's why you spend, Brother David, so many hours in agony, amen, agonizing with God when you start to stand to preach the gospel. Amen. Lord, what would you have me to say? Amen. I agonize for hours sometimes. I say, Lord, Sunday morning, I don't know who's going to be there, Lord. I got a pretty good idea who's going to be there Sunday night and Monday and Wednesday night. But Sunday morning, amen, that's when we have our visit. That's when people come. Lord, I don't know who's going to be there. But God, you give us something, praise God, that'll feed our soul, that'll draw us close to you, that'll have a drawing power, that'll convict, that'll show us the love of God, that'll save some old sinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God, who does that? Then it's God, the Holy Ghost of God. You go flipping through and all of a sudden you think about a verse, you flip over to it, if you can find it. Amen. I got a message. Woke up yesterday morning with a message on my heart and a title for a message, and I ain't found the verse yet. I said, Lord, I can't preach something without text. Amen. I looked today a couple of different places, and I still ain't found that verse. Amen. But it's there. I know it's there. I didn't imagine it. But God Almighty, through the Holy Ghost of God, He'll give us that, praise God, to help our hearts, to help someone else. Where does it come from? It comes from the Holy Ghost of God. But where does that come from? It comes from the throne of God, the throne of grace. Comes down to me and you. You see this journey the Holy Ghost of God's taking us through? As we go all through the book of Acts, that book of transition, that book of the church. Praise God, God with the Holy Ghost of God, He just marches through there with the people of God, amen, directing our path, showing us what we need, showing us where we need to be, showing us how to get there, amen, guiding us and leading us, instructing us, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, that comforter and that consoler. He says, come on, son, we got this, amen. Hey, we've been in tighter spots in this before, and we've come through okay. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, the Holy Ghost of God, He just keeps marching on. He don't take no detours. He don't take no side roads. Praise God. All through here, He just, the Holy Ghost of God just kept marching on. Just, you know what He done? He kept pointing people to God. Amen. And to godliness all along the way. Amen. Kept pointing people in a way that they could be a help to somebody else. So that they could be directed to feed the sheep, to feed the flock. Amen. Praise God, and do it all for the glory of God. The Holy Ghost of God. March. You see Him? You see Him as He just marches through. Just marching through, just marching. You know what? He's still marching, Brother Bill. He's still marching. Holy Ghost of God, never quit. He'll never quit. He'll never quit. He'll never stop. He just keeps marching. He keeps following God, the directions of God the Father, and He just keeps guiding us and directing us and giving us that we need. Amen? Leading us and encouraging us and counseling us through the Word of God. And He just keeps marching day by day, a little at a time. Amen. And I said, you know what we got to do? All we got to do is just march with Him. Listen. He said the most important part was just to, He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Just keep marching. Ain't nowhere to quit. Ain't nowhere to stop. Don't even need to look back. If we look back, we'll end up like old Lot's wife. She's still like that today. She's over on the shores of the Dead Sea. Yeah, she is. She's a, I seen her. Now, 2,000 years later, and she still. Why? Because she got the doubt in the Lord, and she got to looking back. Amen. But praise God, ain't no look. The Holy Ghost of God's up ahead, and He said, come on. He says, just follow me. Just go with me. And He just keeps marching on. Praise the Lord. And these fellas, all these people, different. I was trying to think the other day. I read somewhere the people that was introduced in the book of Acts. I think it's 54 different individuals, amen, that was called by name, or 58 individuals called by name, amen, that the Lord was directing their paths through this walk, through this transition, as the Holy Ghost of God marched. He began that march. He began that march in the book of Acts chapter 2, and He's still marching today. Amen, He's still marching today. He ain't quit, He ain't give up, He ain't backing up. The Holy Ghost of God, He's still marching.